Welcome to the ultimate audio rugby experience.
What a shocker.
Remix.
He's fucked it up.
Everybody had a sip of berries as well. Stephen is.
Strong
the
sun, one.
The sun is getting to me.
Yeah. Well, I got into
it. Welcome to the ultimate audio. No! To the ultimate rugby audio experience. Third time working. That was absolutely shocking. Right,
and we're off.
We're off. We're live from Pontypridd RFC. We're in the family room type. We're in a change of location. There's a few old fellas having a swig in the lounge, so we couldn't go in there.
Rocking to Guns N' Roses, weren't they?
Paradise City. Club having the sport on as usual.
Yeah.
We only pay a grand a month for it, but let's get a fucking music channel on.
What have you been up to in court? We had a couple of weeks off from me since the last one.
Not a lot. Well, maybe a few weddings in between, or maybe I can't really remember. Always wedding.
To be fair, there's probably going to be a wedding in between this and the...
Oh, well, yeah, that does actually nicely lead on quite nicely to... obviously, by the time this is probably edited and put out for release...
It'll be about 3 weeks after Nicky's wedding.
Yeah, former member of the pod, Nicky will be getting married to his fiancée, Kayla. So congratulations both.
Yeah, congratulations both.
Yes. And,
you going in the day, Ad? Did you get the invite?
I did, I had the call up.
Congrats, bud.
Well done, Nick. Well, I'm sure you'll listen to us on your honeymoon in Bali.
Definitely will. How many pints did you sink at Nicky's wedding then, Cord? What were you saying?
Oh, well, double figures at least. That was before the speeches. I am looking forward to doing one of their videos, though. That'll be a good laugh.
Yeah, you see now, boys, this is my first drink of the night, and then this is my last drink of the night.
Yeah,
they're going to have a go with that.
A little compilation of that for Nicky's wedding.
Very original. Should be a good one. But yeah, well, looking forward to that. That'll be a good one. It was a great day.
Yeah, it was a great day, yes. Thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
But it's just me and you tonight. Mogs, Pud's in Germany with the Konstanz boys on a trip.
Flat out on the Raz, ain't he?
Yeah, after just getting back from Download, the little Mosher.
Moshing his tits off, and now he's over in Germany.
He kept that on the quiet, the old Pud, that he's a bit of a...
He's a Mosher.
I knew
he was a closet Mosher. Yeah, he did say, I can't remember how it came about before, but I think his old man's into it. So, he's just like a bit of a rock and roll, like get the head swinging about.
I've seen a few clips on social media, didn't look my cup of tea.
Nah.
Bit heavy for me.
Bit heavy for me as well.
But, each their own. Looks like he enjoyed himself, so.
Fair play.
Well done.
Well, I'll let you kick us off for this week's name of the week as well, Court.
Yeah, so.
Mainly because I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, well, I had to consult my phone as well, but. This week's name of the week is, Jersey Reds, new signing, new prop. Monty Weatherby.
Monty Weatherby.
Yes. His name of the week from the rugby world. But one of the worst names I've ever heard in my life.
Ekins who?
Correct.
The typical Essex name.
What? From Turkey, Howler.
Well, yes. Born in Essex.
No, she's not from Turkey. She was originally
from Essex.
Oh, well, there we are then.
What a graft of mine.
Love
I look at her. And I've missed a few. I don't know what's going on, but
she's put an Elva shift in.
Seen a few memes. Yeah. So she was with the Italian, and then she went to the, what's that new bloke's name? We came in the other day. That's the last one I seen.
The Scottish guy.
She's jumped ship again, has she?
No, well, sort of. I haven't seen...
Just name him Sean Beamers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But the worst part about it is, she's with this Italian guy. She can't even say his name, tidy.
To be fair, he probably can't say her name either, so don't he?
No, and he's put that accent on. Big time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's another Gino De Campo, he is. He's adding a few bits to that, definitely. Imagine it just comes out, he's from, like, freaking... Barnsley.
David from Barnsley.
Guy loves the Gary Ball. Oh, speaking of that, did you hear that big deal? Like the one that is actually a rugby league player.
Oh, yeah, Castleford Tigers.
He's a Castleford Tigers. Mm. He said, and the Scottish guy was like, oh, you're a bit small for a rugby player. And he'd give it all full juice head. He was like, oh, come over there and run into me, I'll smash you.
Run at me,
I'll smash you.
I think I must have written this one in fucking pissed as well the other night. New weekly segment, best public toilet to go for a shit. We got one?
No.
The Clive Corson used to be a great facility in the club. But now it's for the listeners who don't know, that's the disabled toilets in the club.
Yeah.
But now the child is, you've got to get a key from behind the bar, so well, it's been out of use. I'm trying to word this.
Can't just go and have a luxury shit, then.
Yeah. Yeah, Clive Corson used to be one of the best out there.
I can't remember what my favourite public toilet was to go for a shit. Absolutely no idea. I think the best ones are you can just slip in and slip out, don't you? No pun intended. if it's one single bog and someone's waiting outside, if you cause carnage in it, they know it's you. There's no hiding places there. If it's four or five, like, you can just get in, get a job done, fuck off, no one knows.
Windsor,
good shit up it. Oh, to be fair, yeah, nice quiet out the way.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, those stairs are really wide, isn't it?
Yeah.
They seem unnecessarily wide.
Yeah. A lot of wasted space here for me.
Yeah, there is. Maybe
little. Gives off Weatherspoon's vibes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking the best of a place, sprint upstairs.
8 mile away. There we are. That's what a cracking start. So this week's episode is a bit of a youth rugby special. We're joined by a couple of Ponacleen youth boys and a Black Army boy as well.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, apparently, you've turned up wearing fucking kit as well.
That wasn't intentional.
Oh, of course it wasn't.
It was unintentional.
Of course it wasn't.
It's all that was clean, so it's what we had to roll with.
Oh, it's not clean, but it's fucking stinking. but I think we're gonna drag up a few of our classic youth memories as well.
We asked some of the listeners to put in some stories. Basically, just how you do.
Or 10 off Ali D.
Yeah, so we've been reading through Ali D's youth career for about an hour. But yeah, I've had a think the last couple of days of a couple of decent stories, and I've had to take some names out for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Some good ones. We'll go on that in the second half of the show, won't we?
We'll look forward to that.
Yes.
Well, start by introducing yourselves then, boys. So we want your name, nickname, playing position, and your Tesco meal deal. Pressure's on.
My name's Sam Gibson, or Gibbo. I'm a back rower, and my Tesco meal deal is probably... Have you seen a Dairy Meat Feast sub?
Yeah. Caught you, fucking give you a big up.
And there's these new crisps in Tesco. They're like barbecue, like protein ones. They taste nice, so...
Protein
ones
crisps?
Or the chili wave Doritos.
Yeah, nice.
With one of them smoothies at.
Well, the naked things, is it?
No, the Blue Machine one. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, nice.
Proper expensive one.
Not bad. What are you saying?
Good value for money. He's gone value for money as well.
Got it with me.
It's about £3 saving that, isn't it?
I haven't tried these crisps, so I can't possibly comment. Good sandwich, and not really a swingy guy, but I can see what a lot of people do it for. It's for the money, you know, mental saving on it.
5 a day as well.
Yeah.
Come on in, Ruggs.
Dan Ruggles, also called Mini Ruggs or Ruggs. Play position, hooker, or 10. And then my Tesco meal deal is a chicken, bacon and stuffing sandwich, flame grilled steak McCoy's, and a Red Oasis.
Red Oasis. Strong.
Very good.
Good call, Kaz. Proud of you. And then last but not least.
My name's Ben Francis. Nickname, I don't really have one, I'm going to be honest. I don't think I have one.
Has he got one, boys, that you don't know about?
Yeah, not just people
Francis.
Like me.
Yeah. Franco?
Yeah, that's what people call my dad. So.
Yeah, it's just Francis, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I think
Franco
Francis.
Junior?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it. Didn't get very far. It didn't really take off. I think at one time I actually did get that printed on the back of a Barcelona t-shirt.
Oh, dear.
But it didn't go down well. but I was 10, so I just... my playing position, I'd say primarily tackle pad specialist.
We've all been here, but
I don't really grace the field very often. But when I do, it's usually second row or winger.
Oh,
a hybrid.
I know. You don't see that very often, do you?
I think he's played more minutes for Ponticlean than he has for Flanches this season.
Probably
honest,
not far off. And then my Tesco meal deal is probably a triple chicken. But
not
I
bad.
Will admit, there is too much mayo. Probably across the board, on that one.
Do you know what? The Tesco chicken triples, fuck all on the boots, yeah. Chicken triples are crap.
I've heard this.
One of them's like a chicken and sweet corn. Yeah,
that's horrible. Yeah. Then I'm going to go classic salt and vinegar Walker's crisps. I know it's a bit...
I like them.
...a thing.
There's better crisps on
there. Yeah. But, and then drink, I'm probably going to go Orange Oasis.
So, quite... it's a safe meal deal, isn't it?
It is quite safe.
Very safe.
Wouldn't venture for a salt and vinegar McCoy's?
No.
What flavour?
I always usually play the safe with Walkers. Maybe so I should.
McCoy's as well. It could be off topic, but that's what we like to do, yeah? So a guy sent one into the Rugby Sideways WhatsApp, didn't he? The Sizzling Prawn McCoy's?
Sizzling King Prawn McCoy, yeah.
Oh, picked up a packet the other day.
Nice.
Very, very good. Not as nice as the steak.
Flame grilled.
You know, if you fancy two packs of crisps, you know, just have one of them.
Well. Through an Asda's or something like.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, what do you do for work then, boys? You students, you got proper jobs and that, or you...
All just finished exams, A-levels.
Well, no.
I got one in the morning. You got exam in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. What's that in?
Biology.
Nice, bud.
You all revised up? Or do you want to go home? Is your mum going to come down here now and rag you out?
No, I'm all good there.
Is Miss Ewan Pant?
Yeah.
Mrs. Mitchell, your teacher?
She retired last year.
Oh, she? Oh, fuck. That's who fucked then. She got me a B in biology, so I didn't do any fucking revision. I tell you. Well, what about you and Ruggs? You just flat out on a piss now, here. We're all done.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah. Working the Ivor occasionally, but not too very often. Don't really pick up any shifts. But apart from that, it's usually out on the piss or shanking some golf balls.
Nice. And then lying to me in the PT session saying you haven't been drinking, is it?
Well.
Yeah, I had a quiet one on Saturday. Yeah, didn't do a pub crawl on Saturday after as well. Yeah.
two-day bend, just gone. Sunk a couple of film.
What's the initiation then with youth at the moment? Because obviously back in our day, it was always six halves.
Bullshit.
It's a name and interest in fact, usually. And if it's shit, you got to bulge your pint and buy a new one.
Six halves, and then they've banned the naked run now because there's too many complaints.
No more naked runs.
Yeah, we did think that was probably the case to me.
Yeah.
I did try it, but big rugs haven't done it.
Yeah.
It's just not worth the hassle anymore. There's so many
people
just on their phones 24/7.
Now we ban phones now. If you get caught on your phone, you pass it around and everyone types a word to whoever you want to talk to.
So if the boys
are texting their missus, like,
we'll run
onto
that story later on.
Someone being caught with that, have they?
Oh, massively. Massively.
We used to play that years ago when we used to go to the gatekeeper on Christmas Eve.
Was that phones in the middle, was it?
Just put their phones in the middle, and if it went, we were able to put on silent or turn off notifications if it went off. Like, lucky enough, it was back when, like, I had a smartphone, but it was, like, before the days of, like, just, like,
WhatsApp.
Snapchat, WhatsApp. It was just, like, we did have WhatsApp groups, but not to the extent now. It's, like, you're pretty lucky your phone wouldn't go off, really, unless with a text. So, for, like, a few boys got some, we'll put it, it was only, like, I think, really, like, it was Christmas Eve, we're going flat out, but, like, you know, finish your drink or something like that. But it's a good way to get the boy, because... Some boys are learning on their phones, they just fucking glued to it,
aren't
they? Especially boys.
Oh, definitely. We have some howlers in our youth team. They can always quote the final at Bristol on the winter. This boy's on his phone 2 minutes before kickoff. And like, what the fuck are you doing?
What can be that important?
And he's starting as well. Man.
Should have been dropped the bench.
We didn't have a bench this year.
Aye, well then.
That's why. No matter how much we're struggling, I think the maximum numbers we've had is 17, they'd probably go for. And that was against Bader.
Good turnout.
Three of them were Llantyson players.
Three of them were Llantyson players. So.
What's your initiation up in Llan?
I don't think we really have one, to be honest.
You've got to play first to actually do it.
Well, I mean, we do. Well, exactly. So I wouldn't know. No, I don't think we have an initiation. I mean, we have the six halves on your birthday.
Yeah.
We have a couple of howlers who volunteer the six halves in the group chat.
They're tops off, slapping each other.
Well,
wouldn't go up there again.
Wouldn't like to.
That's what it's like when I went up the last time.
Well, six? One, no, they do six halves in this one time.
Yeah, we do six halves, but it's not like a set thing because we had a lot of boys come up from the year below to play youth this year. And I think there was probably about 10, 15 of them, so it was probably a bit difficult to have a 10, 15 strongman initiation. But no, I don't think we really did anything for initiation.
There's a lot of halves there, isn't it?
And obviously with COVID and stuff as well, we weren't really playing properly start of the season. So, yeah.
The initiations are dying out. They're a dying breed.
Yeah. Bring them back.
Bring back the initiations.
Yeah.
So, have Paul and Clean Flan played each other recently? Yeah.
No, we haven't played each other this season.
We've had a couple of players play for both teams, so I've played for Plantagenet twice. I probably played.
How the fuck are you going away with that?
I know, because I'm not getting picked. Plantagenet.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Mr. Ruggles here has played twice with Plantagenet.
Yeah.
I think that should be known.
100% record. But
pretty mad, though. Right?
I think
is like when we're our age, it's like I probably get on with like boys now. Like you know, I don't really care. And overall, I was like when we were kids, like when we were your age. But when we were like eight, like in youth. We were having fucking fights every weekend out in the car park. It was like, you know, never.
I wasn't involved. I was just, go on, boys. Go on.
But it's just like, I find it mad, but I don't. It's like, it's youth rugby's been shafted a bit by the WRU with this age group thing. Like, we had, like, been great for us really from a first team point of view. Like, we've had a lot of boys step up would have been
Callum Bowling stepping up and
like Bucks chest play a lot of rugby this year.
Ryan Wheeler as well.
If they were all I think a lot of them were good enough and probably would have played a lot of first team rugby anyway.
Yeah.
But to drop them back and forward into the youth.
Massive losses for the youth, wasn't it? How did it affect you then, boys? Because you said you didn't have a bench.
Start the season we were having like 5-6 boys turn up to training.
Yeah.
I think what helped us massively was those under-16s players who were really keen to play youth already.
Yeah.
And I think with the relationship between Fan and Ponicline now, I think that's helped us massively as well, because we wouldn't have had a side this year, would we? There's no way.
I think we had a 12-a-side game against Dennis Paris.
Fucking hell.
November time, because like they had no boys, we had no boys. It's like 7.
It's wild, isn't it?
But that's just like that. Like, you know, like you say, like some people think, oh, Fan probably mix it in, but like you just gotta get some fucking rugby as well. Yeah. That's an issue,
isn't it? Yeah. Sonny from Clancher
signed,
and then he wanted to play. He played a full game, and he's never played that for Clan either.
Yeah, and it was what, October. I don't think he'd been playing that much rugby.
No,
comes in full game for down pitch over there. Keith Ruggles goes in. I remember it. Comes, sits down in the training. Goes, look, Sonny, right? You're going out there, do whatever you want. Like literally, just do whatever you want. You want to smash them. Just have him, like, literally.
Go around fucking fly kicking people in the head.
You want to drop the ball, you're playing back row, just do whatever, like. And he hadn't played much with Anderson. So why not, like? Why can't he just come down and play back?
Yeah. No, it is good you've got that link between the two clubs.
Yeah,
like.
Definitely.
It's probably, a lot of it is different with our age because, like, you boys all went, all like school. Friends from school.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, ours was sort of like, there wasn't many boys play for Clan. Our age, like obviously you were schoolboy, it was more the younger, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few boys, wasn't it? Because like Clan sort of disbanded when they were under 13s to youth, so a lot of the Clan boys come down and played for us.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they went back to youth, they went back a bit then. But we had, you know, I was mates with a lot of those boys, like a lot of it was just banter. But then, yeah, like you said, when we got the youth days, it was a different story, haven't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of this fucking testosterone.
Bravado.
Boys getting tanked up, you know, 6 foot, oh, you do fucking neck this girl, I'm texting, that's all fucking scrap in a fucking car.
Tops off, here we go.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, but yeah, like a lot of it, we fucking speak to them anyway. You know, if we play each other on a weekend, you want to fucking rip their heads off, like, but over all that fucking fighting in car parks and all that sort of thing. Maybe 30 now, like, it's time to grow up a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, Court, I just remembered. Have we mentioned your signing for Ebu on here yet?
No, I had signed when we last recorded, but I didn't say anything.
Didn't mention. So yeah, Court, he's signed for Ebu Vale next season. Congratulations.
Thank you, Matt.
How much you want up here, Matt?
Sausage, beans and chips and 6 Moretti. Yes, taxi home.
Taxi home, job done.
So it's I'd like cover the fuel there.
Of course it does. And a meal deal. Well, how did last season go, then, boys?
Well, I think overall we finished about second in the league, or maybe third.
Was it a proper league?
It was same as you was, play one. Did you play each other twice?
Nah, once.
Same as
I didn't even play some teams once.
Yeah, so we played each other once as well. The good thing was we managed to play all of our league games, even with like
Brecon
13, 14. Yeah, Brecon coming bothered to come down here, so he cancelled the game. And then cup wise, I think we lost in the quarters against Runley by a point, I think it was. But from where we were, it's been a decent little season.
Beat them Aaron twice, beat Bay there, so.
Nice. Nah, I was up at the game when you beat them.
Slotting kicks off the touchline when you done.
I know, yeah.
Didn't do much else when you were done.
I knew it was coming then.
Where's that come from, man? The goal kick in it. Okay.
I don't really know. I
obviously remember you were like me, you used to go out and practice all the time. Like,
but
still shit, but.
Yeah, you never know. My old man actually told me how to kick.
I was going to say, well, he could kick as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Left peg, wouldn't he?
Left peg, but with his hips now, one kick, he's on the floor now.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, he actually taught me how to kick.
Well, he's done a decent job,
eh? Yeah. And some days may be good, and then some days absolutely shocking.
Some days may be good, some days may be shit. I've seen that video. Simeone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Diego. What about last season?
I think all in all, we had a pretty good season. So in the league, I think we came third maybe, but we had quite a strong start, and how it worked was we had to qualify to get into the league kind of structure.
Right.
And we had a couple of good wins at the start of the season. So we were playing against some really top sides like Aberdeen, Mountain Ash, that kind of caliber.
Treorchy.
So we had some, and then we had a good cup run. We lost in the semi-finals. Obviously, I was cackled to do with that. I don't think I made a cup appearance, but I was there. I was there supporting the boys.
Hands on the side, right?
Yeah, that's the way in it. I think it was good. Then they dropped off towards the end of the season because we had a squad, I think, of 32. We had 27 available for the semi-final of the cup, and then we had 18 available for the last game of the season. Because it really kind of dipped off.
Dropped off, yeah.
And like Panath, I played 15 players.
So I think all in all, it's been pretty good. I think it's been pretty good.
I think it was a funny old season last year, wasn't it? It just seemed to go on forever because like everyone was chomping on the bit to get back playing after COVID. We played loads of rugby in the summer, and then it just got to like March, April. No one wanted to finish their games there. And it was just like, fucking, let's get this over and done.
We had three cup competitions. You had the Blues Cup Phase 1. Where you finished in phase one, but you were in the Blues Cup, you had three games in each phase, and then the WRU Cup ball played as that. So you had three different cups and a league.
Are they still in like the mid-district and East District?
No, it's all different leagues now. It's just like four leagues across.
Four leagues across the whole of Wales.
Is it?
North
to centre.
North,
no, south. It's Blues and Ospreys, right?
Blues and Ospreys, but then where we are, I think it was like three different leagues, I think.
Yeah, stretches up to Belfast and Brecon.
I suppose that's better, that is, because remember when we were in youth, we only played 10 league games, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we were in a league of six, and we play obviously five home and five away, so you actually play 10 league games, and then a lot of youth games are friendlies, weren't they?
Mm.
But we don't end, like, depending on how well you've done in the mid-district cup, we got the final, didn't we, against Chalky, didn't we, up in
Master.
So really in youth, we were only playing like 10. You'd only, on average, probably play like 11. If you didn't have a good run in the cup, you could only probably play 11 games, 11, 12 competitive games there. So it's probably better they've done it like that, in fairness.
Yeah, I'd say so. But what about in your personal careers then, boys? Obviously, Sam, you were player of the year and players player last season, weren't you?
Yeah.
I'm Will O'Barry as well. he's brought his fucking trophies in as well. Yeah, coming to your end first, but what stands out for you, top achievements in your career so far?
It's not many, but I haven't played any, like, I played PSRU when I was like 11, 12.
That's Pontley School's rugby union for anyone who doesn't know.
Didn't that at 15, didn't lose, and then I just played Pontley, and then that's probably been the best of my, so far, I'd say. That's the most I've enjoyed rugby in a while.
Oh, good. But
mind you, we got to the finals in under-14s, didn't we, for the Blues Cup.
Lost
to Ponty. But apart from that, we haven't really had much then, have we?
We had a really good side, what was it? 12s, 13s, 14s. And then half the boys went to Pencoed, half the boys went to Beda.
District fucked us.
As soon as they got into district, they thought they were the bollocks. Start going to, like, Bagendath and all that. So
that's a big problem. when boys are like 15, 16, they get in like the academy setup or they get in at college and then they train like professionals and all of a sudden they think they're the fucking, they play for the All Blacks, don't they? So they believe their own press a little bit and yeah. I remember it was the same with us, wasn't it? You have a few boys who think they're a bit bigger and better than the club and
go somewhere else.
Sometimes it's like too much rugby.
Yeah.
I remember when I done my GCSEs, I was like, I'm going to Pencoy College to do a rugby course. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I just thought, just too much rugby. Like, you just be rugby Saturday, playing in college, rugby every day. You just, like, I love rugby. Like, well, fuck me, you'd be sick of it. I think like, a lot of boys, it's happened to a few boys as well. Like,
a lot of them burn out, don't they, I think?
Yeah.
A lot of them find the piss as a. So it's a piss.
Goes one or two ways, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Biggest achievement then, Dan?
I'd probably say primary school, to be honest. Winning, playing on the Millennium, won the final there. And apart from that, just district then. But I think I was mainly tackle bag older in district. Maybe, well, I was in what we call the pond. Everyone was getting blasted by fitness. Beep. And it was about 10 of us. 10 of us on the sidelines chucking the ball around with each other, but apart from that, it's the same as Sam, to be honest. I haven't really done much. Not really many other achievements, to be honest.
Just two humble boys.
Yeah.
So I only started playing rugby at the start of youth. I played minis here. Crap.
Well, that kick. Crap.
I get him wet.
What about that kick? Getting,
oh, that's amazing. So what was it? Like under. Kick, it was first season of kicking, so under 10s in the Netherlands. On our own try that, and Keith Ruggles went in, bang, kick it. So I went to drop kick it, literally missed it. And they just caught in and scored. So and then, yeah, so I only came back to play youth rugby. And yeah, I think I started off, like, not really having a clue. I think I did okay. Like, I just wanted to get on the pitch, to be honest. So I'd say the biggest achievement for me is playing full games. Like, I think I only played three or four full games maybe that season. But yeah, it's been good. But I don't think I have any standout achievements.
Oh, good on you, bud. So, what about the talk personnel then? What about some of the best players you played with? Well, maybe growing up or at Ponty schools. Anyone stand out?
When I was in minis, when I like 14, 15, started to play like. So Sunday morning from my year and then play up the year then. So I play with like Ewan Jenkins, Ryan Wilkins and all that. That's probably the few boys at CSI at like Ponty schools as well. I played with a few of the boys here as well.
Yeah.
A few of them gone to like Llandovery, Wales under 18s and stuff. So I played with some decent boys then.
Some good boys here, fair play.
Ben Blair's son, same as Ben Blair, he was an awesome player, he was.
Is his name Ben Blair as well?
Nah, Joey. Joey Blair, I think it was.
Oh, do you reckon? Yeah. Joey Blair, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Well, like, never.
He was a good player. And apart from that, Ryan, Ewan Jenkins, and people like that, then. Yeah, I haven't really played with many others.
I see Ryan the other day. He's
struggling with his knee, and he
might have to have another op.
Yeah,
said
that to.
Was that?
He's had two, I think.
He's had two already. He had one ACL, and the band was too tight, and then they're saying it's even more tighter than last time now.
Speedy recovery.
Speedy recovery, right? But he's doing plenty of chest and arms at the moment, anyway, so he'll be alright. He's flat out.
21s?
Him and Seb. What's Seb's surname?
Seb Thomas,
yeah. I've never seen Seb do legs either, so strictly chest and arms only, I think.
Chest Mondays. Everyone loves a chest, but everyone's changed.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but I didn't tell him.
Maybe get some shoulders in on the Thursday.
Shoulders Tuesday, arms Thursday, and then double up on the Friday. Well, should we call that half time, boys? We're half hour in by now.
Yeah.
Have another can of pop and a piss, and away we go. Welcome back to the second half of Rock Me Sideways, the Youth Rugby Special. So we've got a few bar snacks floating about. Well, about bar snacks. Fill us in, boys, what have you had?
I've opted for a pack of mini cheddars.
Not a massive mini cheddar lover. They're all right, they just get stuck to your fucking mouth. Pisses me off, like.
I like them. the different flavoured ones, though. They do a red Leicester.
Oh.
It's quite...
saucy.
If you're cheese fans.
And then we've also got Skittles.
Yeah, I've gone for the red Skittles.
So,
a bit classic.
The original.
The classic red ones.
I had the green ones the other day, so I got to shake it up.
Keep the body guessing.
Keep the teeth guessing. Oh, we talked about some of the boys you've... best boys you played with. Any, well, we normally ask any boys to watch in the future, but everyone you've named is young anyway, so
yeah. I think one boy from this show, Jon Emmanuel, he's in the Cardiff rugby set.
Another student of mine, Johan.
Very good prop he is.
Client, I mean, not student.
Just played for the Wales under 18s in the Six Nations, so I think he's one for the future, hopefully, if he stays with Cardiff and everything now.
Yeah, all the best to you. So where's he now? He's in Millfield, isn't he?
Yeah, Millfield, just on his last year in Millfield, I think it is now. But he's hoping he'll get picked up by one of the English clubs, and to be honest, I don't blame him the way the Welsh regions are going at the moment.
Who's like the biggest howlers in the youth?
Bradley Rees.
Bradley Rees, then that's sad, then we'll move on. I was just going to say, obviously, you've probably been a bit limited with buses because you've only had enough to fill three cars of you. Yeah. So,
who's leading the charge in the back of Ruggs? Is what does he drive?
Ruggs' passion wagon,
Tiguan. The Tiguan.
So, whether you have a Raz club or drinking games, who's leading the charge?
The angriest man I've ever met. Bradley Rees, the angriest man I've ever met on a Raz.
Leading the charge, though, probably me or Gibbo, to be honest. Not many other boys were like...
Hang on, leading the charge. We need to talk about your six halves on Sunday.
I can't lead any charge.
No.
We'll save that for the end, because I think someone's written us a nice little question about that one, Dan.
But,
it's your birthday, yeah. What was the theme? Was it Peaky Blinders?
Peaky Blinders in my office,
Peaky Blinders. Right, your old man made a bar and everything, didn't he?
Yeah, he made a bar, it weren't too bad, he held all the pints up on it.
So you say, did it stay standing,
It did stay standing, someone nearly took it out because they're on someone's shoulders, but apart from that, I think there was more smoke than pints about
solid work.
In our back garden.
Was it? Like a proper Peaky Blinders night then, was it?
Well, vaping left, right and centre.
Tommy Shelby loves a fucking vape.
Arthur. Loves a fucking elf bar for a spa. Two for a tenner.
I think somebody's bought the actual pack of fags of them.
They got everyone in the bollocks, they have, they?
Vapes.
I never thought I'd see the day that you had one, Reese.
I know. I'm in, I'm roped in.
I fucking seen a photo the other day of Stephen Gerrard in Los Angeles.
Vaping.
No, his fucking missus had a fucking vaping around. I'm convinced everyone's vaping.
Yeah, everyone.
No one on earth is not vaping at the moment.
If you know, you're lying. What were we fucking talking about then? The conversation just died on his ass. So Bradley, is that Bradders?
Bradders.
Who I would know him as Bradders.
Yeah, Bradders,
he seems an interesting character.
One of them, we actually... I think the one time we actually had a bus, we were like a lads and dads trip up to Admissable. And he's always late, right, Bradders? So I'm ringing him now, we're all ready to leave. Bradders, me too, but... Oh, I'm waiting for my mother. She's having her Tesco shop delivered. Right. You can drive, but yeah, I know. My mum needs to drop me off. End of story. So on the bus now, my old man said, right, tell him we're going to pick him up by his street now. Panta Derwin. He brought, the best thing is, he brought cans with him for the Raz back. But instead of Corona
cans
bus,
of Fanta, was it?
Foster's.
Oh.
But instead of coming back on the bus to drink them, he goes back in his own car to drink the cans on the way back. We're all having like a shit shirt dream. He's in his own car got his own costume and everything, but he's drinking them with his mother and father in his own car.
I didn't even know that bit.
Yeah, like it's howling.
So did he share those cans with anyone, or was it just all his?
I don't know, he must have had about 8 cans, 2 packs or 4, and he took them into his...
Just drunk them all himself?
Drunk them himself in his own car.
We had a pub golf Raz as well for our last game of the season, and he came in like full pink trousers, pink shirt, he looked like Elton John. He was all right.
To be fair, he was dressed,
full
for,
glass
dressed for the occasion, but
left after an hour.
Caught him on his phone, red-handed. PT, one of the snitchers, on fine form. He's on his phone. So he wouldn't give his phone to us. So Sam PT grabs his phone. Next thing you know, Bradders shoots up, launches Gibbo, he's got his phone.
I just sat here, like,
launches him off his chair. Sam PT, don't even know why he done to Sam PT, he just called him a fucking prick, I'm left him, to be honest. Didn't say bye, he just said, fucking prick, and he left.
I haven't seen him since. Generally, I was about to say 8 weeks ago.
He didn't really see the fun in that one, then, did he?
No. Did he enjoy that?
I mean, he told him the rules beforehand, and he was like, yeah, I know. But, no.
The moral of the story is, if the rule is don't go on your phone, don't go on your phone. Simple as that.
Fuck, imagine playing out with fucking Josh Ashcroft.
He'd be having withdrawals, wouldn't he? He'd be fucked.
You'd have to give him like a phone which was switched off just so he could hold it in his hand.
But no, we haven't had... Yaya's probably another howler, isn't he, from under-16s. Is an interesting fact, we won't go into that, but it's a bit weird.
Probably get
well, we will.
You can.
Let's bleep his name out.
You've mentioned it, go on.
Well, his interesting fact was...
He's mad. So you know where the rat is?
Might have to cut that one out there.
So I think, like, you obviously, when we... Sorry, it's all a noisy
But no, we've had some howlers this year, haven't we?
Oh, so you're going to see there's a fine selection of idiots coming through
the production line's still alive and kicking.
You can see Brad is next year in the seniors anyway.
What about your tour stories then, boys? Any, obviously, I'd imagine you haven't been on that many tours, but...
Under-16s tour, I was cancelled, COVID.
That was a good one, was it?
Yeah, class.
Nice kit, man. That was a very good tour.
We won Weymouth, didn't we?
And we went the Weymouth tour.
We won the tour.
We won it. Yeah, sweet. That was a good little tour away, but in a caravan.
Everything back to normal now, boys. You have to get a good tour away.
Get down
to Newquay Cornwall.
That's what we're trying to sort this summer. But there's a few boys going on, like I'm going away to Santa with the boys in July. So
no, for next season.
Yeah, but you're all seniors next year.
Because they decided they're sticking with under-18s now.
For
the welfare of the players, due to players being scared that they're coming against under-19s.
So they can get scared playing against football men.
Yeah, so 18-year-olds scared playing against someone who's fucking 34 and mental.
Is arguments from, I can see them both ways, because. Like, me and Reese, like, we played a lot of senior rugby when we were still in our last year of youth, didn't we?
Mm.
So, like, some of the boys, like, with the senior team now, like Joe, IPT, Roy Wilkins, they all sort of played that. So, eventually, probably would have ended up playing a lot next year anyway, but it's a shame you don't get your last year of youth in, because, like...
Yes, yeah, well, some boys, I suppose, barely played any youth rugby, did they?
We've had one season of youth. Well, we played one game before COVID, and then this has literally just been our one season. I'm taking next year. If everyone was here next year, we've had a very strong youth side next year, but.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Ways of looking around, like, I reckon sides might be looking at like. Noisy outside now, so. I think sides would have to look at like parents who do it like. Under-21 games or under-20 games.
That's what they try doing. They try split under-17s and under-19s.
Yeah.
But people who are 17 can't play under-17s. They have to play under-19s.
Under-17s, isn't it?
That's the point. It might as well just be under-16s rugby.
Yeah. It seems a bit overcomplicated, though.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So basically, no good tour stories?
No.
We'll have a few probably by the end of the year. Obviously, we're all going America next year, which would be wild, right?
Yeah, it'd be a good one.
It's my birthday out there.
Oh, fucking hell. Look out.
Do six abs.
Start when you get it. You might finish
with it. we can tell a few tales from our youth days once, you know, reminisce. You know,
take the wheel then, Ad.
Ten years ago, we caught youth.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
But my first youth tour, believe it or not, was to Swansea.
Is that, what was the story behind that? You couldn't...
So, I played up for the youth when I was under-16s, played a good few games, and boys were going on, he said, we're going on tour to Swansea. I was like, all right. So I was like, so I thought, oh, what? So he said, oh, we've had too many red cards in the league this year, so the WRU won't sanction us to go and play a game outside of Wales.
Outside of Wales, like.
Yeah. So we went to play a game down in Resolven, which by the way is nowhere near Swansea, it's more up like in Meath fucking valley, it's miles away from Swansea. We went there. So I got dropped off the club with my mum, full Brad, and she didn't wave me off, folks, just kicked me out by the fucking public toilets where they were there at the time. And turned up and all the older boys were all in fancy dress, like swigging cans, all the boys there like the last year. I was like, oh, what's going on? No one playing it, you know, and we're not fucking playing, so I said, oh, you fuck that, we're all on the piss. And then eventually they got like convinced, some of you will have to play, boys, or you won't have a team. So they're like, all right, we'll swear it down. And then got on the bus, and Big Dan, or Fat Dan, either one, whichever he's known as, was the team was announced. Gareth Rees was at the front of the bus, youth coach. Number one, Dan Evans. Nope. And he just turned around and bolted in a bottle of Mickey Finn's.
So it's just Mickey Finn's, like, sours, you ever seen that?
Yeah, there was a strong apple sour, more hanging version of sours. I used to drink one of them, remember, drink one of them, well, wait, the Swansea and cans as well, it was minimum.
If you're going to Swansea, minimum compulsory bottle of wine or Mickey Finn's and four cans or four bottles.
Yeah.
The fact I wouldn't survive now if I'd done that.
We done for us about four cans. some people only drank one.
But yeah, so we had the result, and then night out in Swansea, no ID, managed to get it everywhere. So happy days.
You did look about 30 at the time. Didn't
yeah, a bit of a better airline then as well. But yeah, that was a wild trip I had. But our first night out in town was actually Swansea before Cardiff. So
you know,
quite an achievement.
What a place as well Swansea is. We've been here, boys, on the piss.
No, we haven't been here.
Class. Well, fuck. I haven't got any youth stories, I think. I should have had a think about this today, shouldn't I? But literally.
Nuki?
Yeah, I suppose one of my. Two of the wildest from our youth was. We won't disclose any names because, you know, we don't want to encourage fighting on this podcast.
Yeah.
And potentially ruin anyone's careers, like. But, yeah, basically, we went to Nuki in our second year and our third year of youth, didn't we? And,
The Glendorgle.
The Glendorgle, we're an establishment. And, we played different teams, didn't we?
Red Roof and.
I can't remember who else. But basically, what happened was the second year, big fight erupted. Boys, scrapping. Two of them broke their hand in the same boy. And then, the following year, we went back, and one of the boys who broke his hand scrapping the year before had a scrap again, broke his hand again, hitting a boy in the same place he did the year before.
Oh, so, same boy.
Probably the same boy as well, yeah. That's never been confirmed, but apparently he was a bit of a prick.
I think my old man went to one of the Nuki tours, I think.
He would have, yeah. He was coaching
last year. I think he was on one of those tours.
Ollie teabagged.
Yeah, he's told us on a part of me, the glider.
Yeah,
he was teabagging that boy on the floor.
Teabag someone in the change rooms. Teabag someone in the change rooms. No, I was thinking story. I had a different story in my mind then, and overlapped. Yeah, he teabagged someone in a ruck. Oh, one of the greatest ever as well. One of my favourite moments probably in my life was Tom Green. Remember when about his beard? Well, lack of beard.
Bit of your pubes on my face, yeah.
He had one hit, like Tom was like, skinny boy, no hair on him at all, anything, like, bit of a late developer, Tom, one part of the anatomy, like, and he goes, ah, oh, boys, I don't give a fuck, I got pubes on my face, there's just one big long hair on his chin.
Just the one hair. Right, we'll move on to the questions and the shout-outs then. We've got a few stories sent in as well from Youth Days and We on the Insta. First one is from Sean Stevens, so he couldn't wait to message me. Yes, he messaged me in fucking seconds. He basically said... no, so basically I'll set the scene. So Sean plays for The Black Army.
He does indeed.
Shit, he is nicknaming it.
It is indeed.
Any story behind that? Or
I've asked. No one seems to know. But yeah, I didn't even know his name was Sean until like you named Shitty for months and months and months.
I think he shit himself when he was younger.
Maybe.
So
probably. Or he's a shit bloke, either one. but yeah, Sean said, I remember the outside half from Ponacleen throwing a humdinger, then our winger catching it and scoring under the sticks. We won the game 7-5. Sorry, but.
I don't even think it was you who threw the intercept. I thought it was Waitie. When Jack Bunyan scored under the sticks.
Yeah, that was actually Jack Waite.
Yeah.
Now I remember the one I do remember throwing was up there and we were on near try line and I tried to throw a miss fucking five and I threw it straight to the winger. Yeah, but we won.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sean gave facts right, but it was actually Jack Waite. Yeah, thanks for saving me, eh? I'd literally forgot that was Waite until you just said.
Yeah, and then
Chris Edwards missed the kick to win, didn't he?
Yeah. So we'll have one off Wogsy 17. He's keen question, isn't he? On Wogs, so Waite was a question.
He does.
He's got we can all answer this, I think.
Aye.
So what best game they've played together as youth?
I was Ponacleen probably going for Beaver, to be honest, as youth.
Yeah, I was up there watching, got great performance.
I think.
Up on Mount Pleasant Park as well,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, I think they thought they were going to turn us over, then we done the opposite and turned them over. So
Aberystwyth's got to be up there as well.
Aberystwyth, that was
a mud bath.
That was a mud bath, that was.
They came down full kit, full cut socks, matching everything, like smashing the bags 30 seconds before kickoff, looking like they're about to like put 50 on us and then we'd sum it well.
We'd be done 17-7 or something like that. Conditions were horrible. Wind, like.
Proper windy wind, yeah. Like.
Yeah.
What about you, Max?
For me, mine would probably be Bather, but third year up here, when we slammed them on. One on Mount Pleasant.
Didn't play. I played for Thurston in Porth.
Ah, we didn't need you.
I'd man a match, so you're welcome.
Yeah, now we beat them really well up here, and yeah, that would be my standout. It's a very good win up in Bay. They won on Mount Pleasant. It was on what's the other one?
Yorkdale.
But I remember that was one of the best moments as a kicker.
Yeah.
And I was stood on the touchline, right, and I had all their boys behind me, and I remember one of them was pretty much stood in the way.
Yeah.
So I literally had to walk into him in my run up.
Yeah.
And they was like, miss it, bad, you fucking shit.
I just
went straight down the middle.
Yeah, I was the same as Lampton.
I just didn't say anything. Yeah. When you run back,
yeah,
and just
the same
like,
as just Lampton Major, and we were all like giving it a big one, and I threw them in, and I was like, oh, fuck off, Luke.
Then a call off Spencer.
As soon as I kicked in, they just went silent. Yeah.
There's nothing better than that, is it?
No, there's nothing better.
Probably my favourite one in youth was beating Wanderers away. Remember that when we played away down there in our last year? And we lost it. When we were in youth, we played Wanderers all the way through. I don't think we had beaten them.
We could never beat them, could we?
And we beat them away. Either away or home. I can't remember.
I can't remember beating them.
I think we beat them either home or away. I can't remember. I just fucking loved it because I fucking hated them. They were fucking pricks. Like.
Yeah. And they were all. There's a lot of big-headed boys. Like we mentioned earlier, some of the ones who get in the academy and get a bit carried away. Like
there's a lot of those boys. Basically, like if in youth, before the like colleges has took it over now. Mm. Whereas before it was more like if you were in the academy, they push you to go to the
club. Complete for Wanderers.
So like if you were a Cardiff boy, a lot of them would be in Wanderers. Like this sort of area would be sent to like Conti, like up a
valley, like
Murph, as well.
Yeah.
Astrid
really strong, yeah.
It was Bajendath when we were going at. One of the boys got picked for Ospreys and then got sent to Bajendath. They didn't lose for 5 years. They got to the stadium for youth and got battered.
They were casting our first youth when they were Bajendath.
Yeah.
Tom Aberfield at 9 and Matthew Morgan at 10.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Adam
was an interesting experience against the winger, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, fucking hell.
Like,
Smeag.
He was like my cat, Lama, for 4 tries.
Were you in youth when you beat Ponty up on Bather's pitch in the final?
No, that was a year after we left.
A year after, was it?
Yeah. Ollie Smythe intercept, and yeah, I remember that.
That was
a hell of a win.
Ponty, yeah. There was a thing about the kit, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ponty had to wear Bather's kit. I remember.
And didn't Ed Howley playing? He kicked a couple of drop goals.
Ed Howley was playing, but I can always remember. Massive fight broke out first 5 minutes. It's probably like the first youth game I went with my old man to watch. Massive fight broke out. My old man literally picked me up and chucked me over the barrier. I was like, you stay there. And then I think Pompey were pushing us, and then Ollie Smythe intercept try under the post to our game done.
I always remember that, because all of us were up and watched, because we were still like most of the boys we had played. You remember we had lost that cup final the year before.
Yeah, before.
Up in Penagrae, didn't we?
Yeah, hell of a win that was. What's the best youth game you've played then?
Of the four? I reckon we've played Penarth twice this season. Always come down and look like a really good outfit. And we beat them twice. And we beat them well both times. Mr. Ruggles games.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the magic we were missing.
Yeah.
Not really sure. But we beat them down in Penarth.
The one down in Penarth was
and
the best
we beat
one.
Them,
because they'd started at the start of their second team. Brought all their first team boys on in the second half, and we still beat them.
Still won.
Yeah.
Quite comfortably as well after, wasn't it?
It was a bit, I think it was closer when we played them home.
Yeah.
And then I would say another standout game was the quarter final we won of the cup. I didn't play in it.
Ed was there.
I can't remember who it was, but shout out to Scott.
I love a game, can't remember who plays.
Yeah. Well, I didn't play. I was more of a tactical spectator. If anyone needed a drink, I was your man. But no, I didn't play.
All boys are well hydrated against that team.
Yeah.
I can't remember who
we kicked Scott Wogan, shout out to him, played 10 that day. And he kicked to win it, last kick of the game. I think we were 2 points down. And so we had to kick it, we lost. And he nudged it over. Literally kick off straight after that while the ball was in the air, ref blew the whistle. Why we actually kicked off after that, I have no idea.
You blew the whistle when the ball was in the air.
Yeah, so we kicked the conversion.
We absolutely fucking screwed up.
Kick the conversion.
Can you imagine with the other team? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Things as a ref, he's probably realised there, oh fuck, I should have blown up, I shouldn't have let this kick happen.
Yeah.
But once you've committed to it, you've got to let it play.
Yeah, once they caught it, if you're kicking back to the team that's winning, they would have just caught it, set up and kicked it off anyway.
Yeah.
He made more of a dick of himself by
doing that,
by blowing up. What the fuck?
It was either when the ball was in the air or when the ball was just caught on the first breakdown. Like, I know that nothing happened after. Yeah. I can't remember because I wasn't actually on the pitch.
Absolute cowboy.
Was that Penarth game, the same game you kissed the fan badge? Is that the same game?
Oh,
after in the club.
There's footage of that as well, isn't
there? Yeah, there is footage of that. Going
but that's you're gonna regret that forever. That's gonna come up every season.
Yeah.
You are. You're gonna have to come signing from Permanent.
probably leads us on quite nicely to Alex Davis D, aka Ali D.
Yeah, why's his name Alex Davis D on fucking on Insta? Like,
just sums it up to this bloke. But when is Mini Rugs joining clan?
We've asked the question.
I've been asked many questions, many times, but I never.
When the money's right.
Yeah, when they start paying right, but even if I pay two games, I'd never join them.
You always are quite keen to make an appearance, aren't you?
Yeah,
that has to be said.
But I think that's down to the fact you've helped us out so much.
Couldn't
we were struggling there. But I'd never move to Clan. Unless Porrigleen first just didn't have a side, I'd never.
Never go.
I'd never go.
Good lad.
Ali's also asked Morgan Rose, friend of the pod. Is he probably the most mentioned person on our pod?
Yeah, as we call him, it's Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Morgan Rose, aka the worst Rose. He didn't put that, but I just added that in. Getting banged out on Western Day Tour.
Oh,
anyone here for that one?
I weren't here. Yeah, there was a few videos lying around somewhere, I think.
Bit of interesting footage. Right?
Yeah.
And one last one of Ali, the other statement, normally a sort of, I beat Jamie Wheeler, Carcass, and Owen Grant in a 3-versus-1 naked wrestle as a first year. I bet you put that in his van, his CV, isn't he?
You probably have, yeah. Oh, well done, Al.
Well,
from
Al.
All of us here on the pod, well done.
Congratulations.
Big moment.
Superb win.
Good question here from Ben Robinson. What are your thoughts on a Mexican wave during a rugby match?
No.
It's a no from me.
No, it's a no.
Mexican wave in any sport and event.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
Shouldn't happen.
Unless it's like soccer aid.
Yeah.
But then
again,
still. So,
shouldn't happen. It's a shit game, innit? If it's a Mexican wave, it's a shit game.
Yeah.
Josh E. Davis, a.k.a. Tamar, a.k.a. Josh Davis, Steve the Pirate nearly choking out Matt Sports and Nuki half naked on a bed.
Are you on there for this?
I can't remember. I think too many rattlers.
I don't know about this because I was on the tour, but I wasn't in the room. But I'm assuming Taff or Matt Sports is Matthew Southcombe of Wales Online. I'm assuming he's wound up Steve the Pirate, and Steve has tried to throttle him in minimal clothing. By the sounds of it.
Smashing.
he's not the only person who wants to do that either, I don't think.
No.
Anthony Studley, aka Studley underscore Barber underscore 10, has responded, "No stories appropriate for the pod would defo ruin marriages." What else we got? Oh, Harry Deves.
Here we are.
Mini Rugs only done 2 out of 6 halves and refused to finish it.
3 out of 7.
Hang on, whoa.
Three out of 7.
So, Al, I think...
Six halves. They were in proper six halves, let's be honest.
So, what would you two say is the kind of the benchmark or the protocol for six halves? What has to be in it?
Lager, cider, a Guinness, a beer, and a Monkey Brains Babies and blackcurrant, and then it's either a spirit... bottle, right? It's mixed a bit, it changes quite often. Like,
it used to be a quadruple shot, didn't
or
it?
Like, I've seen people do like the small bottles of wine,
soda water.
In mine, I had 2 beers, a Guinness, 3 lagers, a cider, and a shot of Monkey Brains.
Well, that's about 14 halves. Hang on,
that was slow.
Talk about it again.
So I had two beers, a Pitchfork and a Glamorgan Smooth, a Guinness, a Foster's, a Moretti, a Monkey Brains, and a Cloudy Apple.
How can I have that?
Strongbow. So, dickhead by you.
Whoa, Ben. Let's not be passing
blame. He comes up to the bar and he asks, "Can I have 6 halves and a Monkey Brains, please?"
That's what I was told to order.
But it's not a proper... Even though I didn't finish it, well, it's not a proper right, 6 halves.
6.5 halves.
So if you've only... drunk 2 out of 6.
Either way, yeah, you didn't drink 6 of them.
If you were drunk 5 halves and a Monkey Brains and left a half, you may have a case to argue.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a case to argue. Because what was the first lager you drank?
The Foster's one.
Right, so the Foster's.
Half a Foster's.
No, he got halfway through the half pint and he was already spewing his ringer, right? argument is...
Have you had a pint before it?
Yeah, I'd had 4 with a Sunday dinner in the Ivor.
That's no one's fault though, is it? That's amateur hour.
By the way,
you can't have a Sunday dinner if you know 6 hours on a card. Yeah,
going a bit off topic, but I had a Sunday dinner in the Ivor on Sunday, funny enough.
Good.
Fucking outrageous.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Was it?
Oh yeah, very good. Very good.
Highly recommend, even though I work there, but I do recommend.
Nice pint of margarita.
And Courtney's after discount as well now, he is.
I only get 10%, don't worry.
If you go down there when Dan's working, quote pod 10 and you'll get 10% off your Sunday dinner.
Could get a throttle in off my
and
boss.
A free pint out of Dan's wages as well, he said.
That is his wage.
It is my wage.
That's what you pay him in.
It wasn't my proudest moments anyway.
No, so you couldn't finish them because you just couldn't stop spewing,
I think I had more spew in the jug than
I just
couldn't stop spewing, to be honest.
In the jug, there was still peas perfectly intact from the dinner.
Oh dear.
Floated in. It was
that's
grim.
A nice 6 hours of no spew.
Mine's a gassy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't the best.
Apart from that, the rest of the pub crawl was a good crack, to be honest.
It was a success. It was good fun.
It was a good crack.
Tidy darts. Well, we'll finish up with, I think this is Stevie and this is Puddin's mate over in Germany. So I'd imagine they might be together at the moment.
Yes.
Stefan has messaged us. So Stefan's handle is just.slightly.offside. Very original. So he said... So we played our first match against an under-16 side. We were hyped teenage boys. Coach comes in the changing room. Boys, they play with a mixed gender team. Everyone is shocked. After a moment of silence, one dude lets out the loud and really long, "Nice!" And then he's put, smiley face, "Good times."
Well, thanks for that, Steve.
Cracker. There we are then. I think that's about. How do we top that?
Pleasure to have you on, boys.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. I'm going to have to cut out after that because some fucking naughty stuff in there.
good luck in your exam tomorrow, Gibbo.
Yeah, good luck, Gibbo, boy. Get home and revise now. Bit of cramming now before bed.
I will be for Love Island. I think you'll be all right, man.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Love I can show us that.
What, are you boys coming to Bingo on the 28th?
Yeah, we got tickets already.
We'll have a fight, Dan, right?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Dan, one ticket, like. Can I have one ticket? Can I have two tickets? Can I have two tickets?
40, he's up to 14, but.
Fair play then. But you've obviously, I imagine you put this message out on some sort of group chat.
Wait
for all the responses.
Get the numbers first.
Yeah, but
we're not, it's not going to sell out. We're not. Oh, fucking stereophonics, like. No.
I think you're on a bit of a headhunting mission, aren't you? You know, you slide into people's messages.
But I have got a few tickets going.
Yeah, good man.
As long as my flight ain't delayed, I'll be there. It's the day I get back from Zante.
So. Oh, nice, bud. You'll be on four, man. Fucking hell, fair play to you. So Bingo Ruckingo is going ahead on July the 29th, so it's a Friday. Looking to kick off for half seven, I think, can we add?
Yeah, get on the club for about six if you want.
Get down there a few settlers before we get in.
Happy days.
So yeah, there's actually wristbands available. You can either slide us a DM on Instagram or you can ask Dan Ruggles. And he'll forward a message to us. Or there's now wristbands available behind the bar in the rugby club. So all you've got to do, go in and ask for a Bingo Ruckingo wristband. It's a tenner per wristband and then you're fucking in, aren't you? Before they all sell out. Well, that's about us, boys. Any shout-outs before you leave?
Nah, not really.
Are you the one for your old man?
Yeah, get well soon, Ruggs.
Shout out to Keithy Ruggles.
Is he ever going to make an appearance? On the pod.
Yeah, it was about time you come on, isn't it, Ruggs?
Yeah.
We'll have to get him on.
Well, the coaches special, and it's all the coaches back from over the years.
Yeah.
We've had
Scott and
Kelly Davis is keen to get on at some point.
Yeah, you've got to get Kelvin on. Kelvin special.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll fuck a week off work.
Oh, you can talk.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
so,
well.
That's us, is it?
Oh, yeah, hang on. I will shout out Clan Youth. I don't think anyone knows going on. So. I'm not you as an official representative.
Cut out.
He's a good bridge between the clubs now, but no, fair play.
Only for ranks.
Nice.
Yeah, up until seniors
Gibbs,
and then
Gibbs,
it ends.
Gibbs is fucking tampering. He was tampering about it. He's not having it. I don't know. I got a time for it as well.
You did almost play the one time, didn't you?
Yeah,
and then you dropped out Saturday morning. No one likes a Saturday morning drop.
Yeah, I got the phone call at 20 to 10, I think.
Oh, but you turned up, didn't you?
Yeah, I did turn up, yeah.
Couldn't matter.
Don't forget to bung us on your story, give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Spotify, you're up to about 50 reviews on here now, I think, so fair play, everyone. Keep them coming in. And the link to the Patreon page is in the show notes.
Nice.
So yeah, go and rock yourselves. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Rock off.